And the race is on to develop a vaccine that will slow down the coronavirus pandemic. Nearly 80 projects around the world are now underway. That's a good thing because more than one will be needed to vaccinate the entire planet. David Hyde from member station KULW has a story of three people in the Seattle area who are leading that effort.
Sometimes the COVID-19 crisis feels like a movie. Specifically, Contagion, starring Lawrence Fishburne.
Without a vaccine, we can anticipate that approximately 1 in 12 people on the planet will contract the disease.
Fortunately, COVID-19's not as bad as the made-up virus in Contagion, but it is deadly. And we do need some film-like heroism to come up with a vaccine. So in this story, I'm going to introduce you to three people from Seattle who were a part of that effort. First, Ian Hayden. Just after he got his first shot of the first COVID-19 vaccine to be tested on humans, he recorded this audio diary.
It didn't hurt. I feel great. I'm actually still at the clinic, though. They're going to have me here for about another hour. I think they just want to make sure that I don't have any immediate reactions to the vaccine. They want to make sure I'm around healthcare workers just in case that happens.
Hayden's a science communicator. He works in a lab at the University of Washington that develops vaccines. And he's one of 45 healthy people who volunteered to make sure this new vaccine, if it works, will be safe for everyone.
Some patients who receive this type of experimental vaccine report some pain in their arm. They've reported headaches, redness at the site of the injection.
Hayden's arm was sore for about 12 hours. He says nothing more serious is likely to go wrong, but in extremely rare cases, a vaccine being tested can cause problems.
Where your body does produce antibodies, but those make it easier for the virus to infect you rather than blocking infection.
This is a new type of vaccine that's never been licensed for use in humans. It's being developed by a Boston-based company called Moderna. It uses something called messenger RNA that instructs your body's cells to make a protein, a little bit of the coronavirus, that in turn tricks your body into reacting.
It's going to make antibodies against it, and hopefully those antibodies would be protective against the real virus.
This type of vaccine is quick to make. If it works, it could be one of the first COVID-19 vaccines available. That's partly why the Gates Foundation is backing it. And that brings us to Linda Stewart, the second person in this story. She leads vaccine efforts at the foundation.
It's a bit like having a plant that you really want to grow and you really desperately want it to grow faster than it probably naturally can.
The Gates Foundation is backing multiple efforts to make a vaccine. That's because not all of them will succeed. And because beating COVID-19 presents a new kind of challenge.
I think we will come up with a vaccine. My greater concern is whether we can come up with enough doses to protect the entire planet.
We're talking billions of doses. Stewart said the world ultimately needs 2 or 3 vaccines to be successful because there won't be enough raw materials to manufacture enough of any one vaccine. That brings us to the third person in this story, Neil King. He's a scientist at the Institute for Protein Design at the University of Washington.
We've basically put everything else on hold, and we're only working on this right now. And so we have a singular focus on this vaccine project in a way that we've never had before.
King is working on a technology called a nanoparticle vaccine. And if it works, it would be possible to produce lots of it very cheaply, which would be especially important for people in the developing world.
Will there be a nanoparticle vaccine? I don't know. We're working very hard on it. Will there be a vaccine? Probably. Human beings are really good at solving problems.
And as for vaccine volunteer Ian Hayden, he's been keeping up with his audio diary.
I will be going back to the clinic for a blood draw. And this will be the first opportunity that the researchers have to see how my immune system is responding. I will, of course, be hoping that things look good.
If this vaccine is proven safe, there are still 2 more stages of clinical trials to make sure it works. Even if all goes well, it won't be commercially available for about 2 years. Another vaccine being developed at Oxford University could be ready for the public even sooner. Researchers say spring of next year. For Here and Now, I'm David Hyde in Seattle.